Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Santiago. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jose Santiago. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foy moves to third. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Smith strikes out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petroselli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Josephson hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullen moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santiago takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santiago moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Peters. Santiago scores. Andrews moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foy is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Foy is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santiago is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santiago is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaHude is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LaHude strikes out. 1 out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santiago is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Santiago hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. 2 outs. Dwayne Josephson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Foy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Foy reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski is hit by the pitch. Jose Tardabul pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foy moves to third. Tardabul moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith is walked intentionally. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foy tags and scores. Tardabul tags and moves to third. Smith tags and moves to second. 1 out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LaHood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, LaHood strikes out. 2 outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli is walked intentionally. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Wayne Causey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Bob Locker. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Aparicio moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.